Riley Gaines, DEI stands for Discrimination, Exclusion and Indoctrination. By Jeff Poor on December 28, 2024. During an appearance on Friday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Hannity, former University of Kentucky collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines argued the November election was a rebuke of the left's efforts to force absurdity, which she said included blurring cultural norms, a staple of the modern Democratic Party. Gaines blasted so-called diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, policies, calling it discrimination, exclusion and indoctrination. Riley, I do want to start with you because, you know, we're looking, it's almost like mass hysteria that they lost an election, fill-in host Amy Bruce said. There was a statement about what we wanted and what we didn't. Your work is based on what we don't want, which is we don't want biological men in women's sports. It's an issue of fairness, and yet they don't, they, the DEI, it's like saying, oh, it's going to make us more competitive. How does not hiring people on merit make you more competitive? How do you respond to this refusal to acknowledge the reality of our situation? Yeah, well, it's very good to be with you, Tammy, Gaines replied. Look, DEI does not stand for diversity, equity and inclusion. It stands for discrimination, exclusion and indoctrination. And so, to watch this, and I think it's important to mention too that the two Democrats that they named to be able to follow and to take advice from was Stacey Abrams, a two-time loser and runs for Georgia governor, and the 83-year-old socialist that is Bernie Sanders. So, I mean, did they learn nothing on November 5th? She continued. Certainly believe, and I've said this many times even on Hannity's show before, I believe people turned out to the polls to embrace Donald Trump, to embrace his cabinet picks, to embrace the America First agenda. But more so, I believe that people turned out to the polls to reject absurdity. And that is exactly what the Democratic Party has become. Allowing men and women sports, believing that men can become pregnant and that they can breastfeed. The whole idea of referring to Latino individuals as Latinx. Democrats have lost the ability to communicate with common sense everyday Americans. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.